46 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We have Terry Lee joining us. She is with Counseling Services of Lancaster County. She is the Prevention Coordinator. Good morning to you, Terry. First of all, always a great opportunity to catch up with you. And you are here because we have a big drug take back day that's happening in our community. And take us from there.
Okay. We have DEA Take Back Day, which is twice a year. We have it this Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 1. We have three locations, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I wanted to introduce my new partner with me. This is Chrissy Hatcher with the Children's Council, and we are all partners in the community with the Coalition for Healthy Youth.
So, Chrissy, let's start with you. Explain the Children's Council and the Coalition for Healthy Youth and all these great organizations that are keeping our kids safe.
Yeah, we are a local nonprofit agency in Lancaster, and we work through several federal grants providing prevention services and education programs for children and youth in our area. And we have been working as a community coalition for, I don't know, do you know how long?
It's like 25, 26 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah. With several local agencies and community organizations on coming together to provide services for prevention. We do substance use prevention. We also do some teen pregnancy prevention programs, early childhood development programs, and things like that.
Well, these partnerships are so valuable because you all want the same thing, right? Young people to make smart, healthy choices. And I know, Terry, you all have, at the Counseling Services of Lancaster, have been so instrumental in our Prom Pledge initiative that's still underway there in Lancaster County. This Drug Take Back Day, Prescription Drug Take Back Day, is tomorrow, April 27th, 10 to 1. And let's mention these collection sites here.
Okay. We're going to be at Lancaster City Hall in Lancaster in town, at Heath Springs Town Hall, and then at the other end of the county, we're at the Dell Webb Library.
So what does that look like? What do people need to do? Do they just put them in a bag and bring them? Are there questions asked and you just drop them off? Like, what does that look like?
And what
like?
Can you drop off exactly?
Right. Okay. All right. All they have to do is drive through. They can leave their names on the labels. That's perfectly fine. It's, it's going to be incinerated, so there's no need to take anything off of it. They just drive through, give it to us. Pills, patches, and liquids we can take back. We cannot take syringes, but we do have some information about how you can easily dispose of them. So.
And the goal here is to get them out of your house if you're not using them, because we have learned that today's drug dealers, unbeknownst to them, are family members, right? That just leave them around.
Yep.
Kids grab them, they'll have parties, and they dump all kind of pills in a bowl. And they just take them. Now, what in the world?
It's a fact. I know. It's hard for us to comprehend. And I also want to point out that it is not just prescriptions, but over-the-counter medicines as well. Because over-the-counter cough medicines are a big issue with teens. And that's just a common thing that, you know, we all have in our houses. So this is just a good opportunity for parents, for families, just take an inventory of what you have in your house to do a seasonal clean out of your medicines and just get rid of anything that's expired and maybe take a second look at where you're at, where you're keeping your medicines, and think about how you can keep them in a safe place.
I like the tagline. It's a dose of reality. Yep. That's exactly what it is. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Mm-hmm. And this is Saturday, April the 27th from 10 to 1 at the locations that Terry just mentioned, Lancaster City Hall, Heath Springs Town Hall, and the Dell Webb Library there in Indianland. If you can't make it on Saturday, we know the weekends are busy. You can drop off any of these medicines that we just mentioned at any law enforcement location throughout our listening area.
Yes.
Throughout the year, every single day. Most of the time, they're right in the front lobby. Lift the lid, drop them in, close the lid, and you leave.
That's it.
Yeah. And there's no questions asked. We don't have to get their name or anything like that.
Well, we are a better community because we have the counseling services of Lancaster County helping us. Terry Lee represents the counseling services, and Christy Hatcher is with the Children's Council and the partner with Coalition for Healthy Youth. Thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Y'all.